the Steelers had like 110 yards at halftime and somehow led the game 14-3. And then it got really interesting as the officials tried to hand the game to the Steelers on a silver platter. And, Matt, listen, you know I'm a Steeler fan, but I, as I've told you and Pat, I hate it when these officials try to get involved and take over the game. And this Tony Corrente, I don't know what you think of this guy. I have never liked this official.
Well, the Cowboys, I want to say, are like 1-11 in the last 12 times they've played.
This guy is a joke,
so
man.
I'm not a big fan of
okay.
Tony Corrente.
And I don't know what you think about the play where
I didn't like it.
There was a sack, and for people that don't know, I mean, it's a player that was on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the preseason. All right, Cassius Marsh. All right, and so he gets cut by the Steelers. Well, you know, and so now he's on the Bears, and he has a big sack late in the game, and he does his customary leg kick celebration, whatever. But that's not what Tony Corrente got him for. Evidently, he said he ran toward the Steelers bench. He didn't run toward the Steelers bench. He looked at, I guess now you can't even look at the opposing bench. But just as a Steeler fan, what I'm saying, Matt, just as a fan of football, I hate it. This guy, he already had his hand in the pocket. He's looking at him. And then he turned and almost like hip checked him. I agree with what the player was saying, that he kind of turned into the path of Marsh as he was leaving the field, and then he throws his flag like 50 feet up in the air, making a big stage. It's like the whole world is looking to him. Everyone came to see how high this ref could throw his flag. I don't know.
Launch it pretty good. He was scraping the clouds with that one.
Matt, as a Steeler fan, I can say the Bears just got totally screwed in that game. I mean, in every call, and the guys kept talking about it on – you know, we didn't have the Mannings, and so we were watching ESPN last night, and if there was Justin Fields, remember the time he got hit late? And it was a late hit. No call there. How about the time where they got the offensive lineman for blocking below the waist on a simple pulling guard type of – and they said that was meant for outside, for people coming in from the outside, blocking, you know, cracking down and so forth. They just said, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, the Bears just kept getting screwed one time after another. On the time on the taunting deal, yeah, I mean, the Steelers got a field goal out of that. They didn't get a touchdown or whatever, but still, I don't know. It just took – I mean, the Steelers end up winning the game by only 2 points, so I do think it affected the game. I mean, I'll take it as a Steeler fan. I'll take the win. They had never before blown a 14-point fourth-quarter lead at home.
Do you have that stat? Was it 214, 0-2, I think?
I don't have that exactly on that number, but I just saw that they had never before blown a 14-point fourth-quarter lead at home.
That is correct, and I want to say –
they give up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
I want to say the stat, they were either 212-0 with two ties or 214-0 with two ties, like 216 times. I heard that last night about drove off the road.
Well, they tried their best to give that one to them because you had Mooney with the touchdown run, Darnell Mooney. Then you had the fumble punt by Ray McLeod. I mean, that's what really turned the game around. And so it's a scoop and score for Chicago. Then the 16-yard pass, and Chicago all of a sudden is in the lead, Matt. And give the Steelers credit, they did drive down the field. And it was for Big Ben, it was his 50th game-winning drive, 38th fourth-quarter comeback. This game, I mean, it's kind of a joke that this was a fourth-quarter comeback game for the Steelers, but it was.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So, 38th fourth quarter comeback drive for Big Ben in his 18-year career. And then Najee Harris, he scored for his fifth straight game. Boswell made three field goals. Remember Boswell, the kicker that got it. dinged up, concussion last week. I'm surprised he was even able to play.
Right.
He kicks three field goals, including two from over 50 yards. You know, and then you had Cam Hayward with the I don't know how he picked off that pass, jumping up with the interception. So the Steelers did a lot of good things, you know, Matt. But I hate it that we're sitting here talking about officiating for this game, because it really was a big factor in the game.
Well, Craig, you know, we've worked together for a long time, and you know how I am on this. I've always said, when it comes to celebrations and things of that nature, okay, I don't have to have it. It doesn't add to my enjoyment of the game. If Dak Prescott hits Amari Cooper for an 80-yard touchdown on the final play of the game, I don't have to see a big celebration. I'm just happy the Cowboys won. I do draw a line at taunting, but I think the officials are going too far. I have to
but
say
you don't
that,
think
Craig.
That was taunting last night, right?
No, of course I don't.
That's what I'm saying. And so
not at all.
So then you got some guy, Tony Corrente, that thinks everyone came to see him. And so, you know, he's got to make a show of himself. And the way he gets around it is, you know, he said, first of all, keep in mind that taunting is a point of emphasis this year. That's what he's saying to the pool reporter after the game. So he can always hide behind that. He goes, keep in mind, taunting is a point of emphasis. And I saw a player, after he made a big play, run toward the bench area of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The way Tony Corrente describes this, it's almost like you would picture Cassius Marsh like he ran over
there
to challenge the Steelers to some fight or something.
Right.
He ran toward the bench area of the Pittsburgh Steelers and posture in such a way that I felt was taunting them. That's what Tony Corrente said after the game. I just hate for the NFL that they're leaving the games into the hands of this guy, you know, because they're giving the refs, in other words, in my opinion, too much latitude to decide what is taunting and what is not. Because in the opinion of like 100 people that I either have heard on television during the game, after the game, talking to friends, talking to you, I haven't heard one person that thought that was taunting.
It wasn't taunting. I understand why they want to put emphasis on this rule. I understand that, but officials have to be smarter than this, Craig. That was it was not taunting. I take a hard stance against actual taunting.
Right, but you're against real taunting. But that wasn't
show
taunting.
Me some taunting, and I'll be against it. And like I said, you know, I don't need the celebration. It doesn't do anything for me. Whatever, but I can tune the celebration stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
Gets me, Matt,
but
if
the
you get a turnover,
yeah.
All right, like when Cam Hayward got the interception, they allow the whole defensive team to make a show and run down into the end zone and do whatever planned act that they have down in the end zone to celebrate.
Right,
but if a guy
that's
gets
obviously
a sack,
not taunting.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, if a guy gets a sack, he can't even jump up and do anything for fear that the ref's going to throw some flag. I don't know. It's a weird deal to me.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I do.
So, anyway, hey, the Steelers got the win. But, again, I almost feel guilty as a Pittsburgh fan because it just seemed like if I didn't know any better, I would assume Tony Corrente had some money on the Steelers last night. And I don't want to accuse him of that.
You're a better man than me, because if I was a Cowboys fan and I was in the position of you last night, I would not give a damn. I would be like, great job, Tony Corrente. Screw those Bears over. I understand where you're coming from. I do. Did have a good ending, though.
At least the Steelers had to drive down the field and you know, kick the winning field goal. So I'll give Pittsburgh credit
and
for that.
What, they're like a game out of first place, I think?
Oh, I know. No, listen, they're 5-3, and you know me, Matt. I mean, I've said that they're the worst team in the division. I might have to reassess that now after the Bengals got just demolished by the Browns.
Cincinnati,
that's a tough
coming back
division.
To Earth. Right.
A really tough division. But I tell you, looking ahead, the Steelers have what they have upcoming. They got games. I don't have their whole schedule in front of me, but I know they play at the Chargers, at the Bengals. They got a game coming up against the Ravens. I mean, you know, they better be glad they're 5-3, because it's not going to get any easier, especially in that division.
That's right.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.